Well, grilling outside is pretty much popular throughout the year, but I can't think of a weekend where it might be even more popular than Father's Day weekend. Certainly the grills are going to be going hot and heavy this weekend, and that's why it's good to have Mad Dog and Merrill with us. Grilling Buddies Mad Dog and Merrill, nationally recognized grillologists. They're hosts of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin'. They've written several cookbooks. The latest is Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin' Cookbook. And join me by phone today to talk about, well, this week, this coming weekend, grilling for Father's Day, but also just to kind of talk about grilling right through the summer. We've got some great grilling times ahead of us, and I'm hoping that you'll phone in with your own questions or comments, or maybe you've got some ideas about things that you like to grill. Certainly, we want to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post a question or even a photo. If you got a good grilling photo, we'd love to see that too as well on the Larry Mueller Facebook page. Mad Dog, are you with us?
Absolutely, sir.
All right. And Merrill, are you, and you're on another line, I hope. Merrill, are you there?
I'm on another line. I'm right here with you all the way, Larry.
Oh, well, are you guys going to be grilling this weekend?
Yes, we are, matter of fact. We got a couple promotions we're going to be doing up at Door County, but I know that I'll be grilling on Sunday. Got the rest of the family coming over, so we're going to be grilling up some beef brisket on Sunday.
Ooh, you like beef brisket, don't you?
You know, I do. You know, the brisket's sort of fun because, to me, it's still a big challenge. And I've had brisket so many different ways. This one this weekend, I'm actually going to smoke it, believe it or not, on a pellet grill for about an hour and a half a pound. So I really don't have to do much. It's a lazy man's doing it. You fill the hopper with pellets, you set the temperature, and you sit back and relax. So, but, yeah, there's so many different ways of doing brisket. But this weekend, I'm going to smoke it.
And Mad Dog, what about you?
You know something, the family, the in-laws all get together in the park, and I offered my services to do steak sandwiches.
All right.
Yeah, I got a beautiful ribeye loin of Wisconsin grass-fed beef, and I'm going to, it's frozen, so I'm going to slightly thaw it out just so that my strong muscles can cut slivers of steak sandwiches all the way through and get about 26 steak sandwiches throughout the whole
Wait a minute. I don't mean to interrupt. Did you say strong muscles?
of what I got left in our old age, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm afraid I'm more aged than the beef I'm cutting, that's for sure. Hey, but you know what I did a couple days ago for television on Fox 11 in Green Bay? I did what's called hanger steak. Or skirt steak.
Oh. Now, what is the skirt steak?
You know, the skirt steak, or it's called hanger, because what does it do? It hangs. It hangs off the bottom part of the belly. So it's this neat little, it's hard to explain. It looks like a plank of wood, if you would, you know, in size. If you're doing plank cooking, you got that, you got that 1.5 inch by 7 inches by about 14 inches long. And it's a gorgeous piece of meat. With the most flavor, it's like a brisket in flavor, but you have to, in this particular case, you need to sear it up real nice, make sure it's rather rare, and then I sliced it off against the grain to make sure it's nice and tender, which it is, done properly, and we did fajitas. On the side, I did onions and peppers on the grill, warmed up some tortilla shells, and I did the best fajitas in the world.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. Now, you guys are using gas grills for this?
We're using both gas and charcoal. Mad Dog's pretty the man that's always had gas all his life, and I'd go the charcoal route.
Well, I have two large Weber charcoal grills and then a very large Weber gas grill as well, and sometimes I get all of them going at the same time.
That's great. Definitely use them all. You're seeing more and more people really grill with on gas during the week and then doing the charcoal on the weekend. But you're really seeing the whole grilling industry just sort of a booming thing, whether it's from ceramic grills back to the pellet grills. They're just coming out strong in the Midwest, but of course your average charcoal grill too. It's amazing.
great to have Mad Dog and Merrill, the grilling buddies, with us here on the Ideas Network. You may have, how often do you grill? What's your go-to grilling recipe? Love to hear from you. You may have some particular ingredients that you'd like some help with to grill successfully with, and maybe talk about the most unusual thing that you throw on the grill or have thrown on the grill. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234, email at talk@wpr.org, or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post questions or comments right there. You know, we've got probably some graduation parties coming up soon, too. Do you ever do those parties?
We do a lot of them. Matter of fact, we just finished one up last week, but that's a common thing. It's really amazing on the graduation parties. Most of it's pretty much completely really nice and simple. We do a thing which we use chicken thigh sandwiches where we'll just brown the chicken thighs up, place them in a pan, let them simmer for a good 45 minutes to an hour. Mad Dog does a fantastic job on his grilled vegetables. His grilled vegetables are just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it goes back to those beets, and I don't even want to bring those down.
Oh, there we go. That's right.
Let's talk about asparagus, for God's sake. Asparagus is in season right now. And seriously, asparagus on the grill. If you haven't done asparagus on the grill, it's your number one goal this year. And you simply take some good fresh asparagus, a pound or two, put it in a Ziploc baggie. My favorite recipe is I squeeze a half of an orange over the top. I dice up some nice fresh dill because it just adheres gorgeously, and this drizzle this great little olive oil over the top. Let them marinate for about an hour. They go across the grates of the grill for about 4 or 5 minutes. My favorite recipe is a little Asiago.
Yeah.
A little Asiago cheese freshly grated over the top and scooped off from there. It adds such a unique buttery flavor and rich. It's phenomenal.
Well, I love it. Have you guys ever used wild asparagus? The reason I bring it up is my neighbor had, who's excellent on the grill, working with a grill, but he had some wild asparagus that he found. And, you know, they were kind of big, and I thought, oh, man, these are going to be tough. And they were the most flavorful and non-tough asparagus I've ever eaten.
You know, as long as when I was a little lad, we always went out and got asparagus by the side of the road. We brought it home to mom, but my mom, she boiled it. She boiled it at noon, and we ate it at 8 o'clock at night. So we take that fresh asparagus. It's like a radish. As long as it doesn't get old and woody on the stalk before you pick it, it can be as big as you want, as long as it's not over that stage of being woody, if you will, or losing its moisture. It's phenomenal stuff. It's great.
Well, I really like it as well. But what's your secret on the veggies? I mean, just is it? I know you do a great job, and we just joked for a minute ago about beets. But how do you make your vegetables come out so well every time?
You know, there's really no trick. It's common sense. If you got a fired up grill on high heat and it's 600 degrees surface temperature, the vegetables are going to burn. They're going to dry out. So we just got booked at the, it's this fall. It's called the Cabbage Chuck. It's in Shiocton, Wisconsin. Don't matter. But we're doing Brussels sprouts because it's cabbage, little cabbages. So we're going to do grilled Brussels sprouts and sample them out as little hors d'oeuvres. And they're phenomenal. Just a little bit of oil, seasoning, toss them on the grill, medium direct heat, keep an eye on them, don't let marrow near them. and within a few minutes, you have these gorgeously individual little flavored vegetables. If you throw them all into a stock pot together, they all taste the same. When you do them individually on the grill, from carrots to zucchini wedges to potato wedges to those Brussels sprouts to onions, they're phenomenal.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts. I wish my wife did. She doesn't
But my point is, has she ever, same as my partner, Lori, of 22 years, the first time I did them on the grill, she fell in love with them because they're individual little cabbages.
Yeah, that might be what I'm going to have to do. As I don't think I've ever grilled them, to be honest.
And I don't want to talk the whole 45 minutes on Brussels sprouts. But But honest to God, Brussels sprouts are little cabbages, and when you just char the outsides a little bit for 10, 15, 20 minutes, roll them around on the grill, and you slice them open and that steam comes out, and you put a tab of butter on top of them and a little salt and pepper.
Oh.
It's individual little cabbages all the way. It's just phenomenal.
Oh. Dave in Wittenberg, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been a long-time charcoal griller. I've probably got a 25-year-old Weber that I always have used. The problem I've encountered lately, and friends have been agreeing with me, is that the charcoal seems to have cheapened. It burns quicker. It's an ashier product. My deck is dirtier. And even with a Weber, I can't seem to save the charcoal. So is there advice, or am I using the wrong brand?
You know, the big thing, charcoal has changed quite a bit. The big thing, a fun thing to really experiment with, and I know we've talked about this before, is have you ever used a natural hardwood charcoal?
Well, in the Northwood is limited up here. So.
Well, yeah. If you look at the stores, you are seeing natural charcoal in the grocery stores. That's something really sort of fun to cook with. I must say I don't cook with it all the time. We usually a lot of times do the briquettes, but if you go with the natural charcoal, the heat will last a lot longer, and I think you'll find out some really good results. Another website to go for, if you'd like to, the website's called nakedwiz.com, and it rates the various types of charcoal for you.
Naked Wiz, in W-I-Z-Z?
I think it's W-H-I-Z. I apologize on that, but check it out, but it's Naked Wiz.
All right, I'll give it a shot because I'm almost ready to go to the gas, which I really don't like. Thanks, guys.
All right. Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. And Jay in Waukesha. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I had a question for the gentleman about a gas grill. I live in an apartment, so the balcony I can only have like a 1.5-pound gas grill, and I have a Weber Q. And I'm just wondering if there's any tips on how to grill some of the bigger items, like a rack of ribs or maybe a whole chicken, on such a small gas grill.
You know, obviously you're limited. I happen to be cooking on the Weber Q300 series, which has three burners, and I have a 20-pound tank attached to it. Yours is probably the baby Q, the smaller of the two that just takes the 1-pound cylinder. You're limited. You know, you can par cook, and we hate par cooking, but you can par cook your rack of ribs in the oven for an hour and sear them off on the grill. And if you do it properly, you'll swear they're the best ribs in the world, at least that day. And you can do the same thing with halves of chicken. You can take halves of chicken. I hate to say par cook them, but put them in the oven. It tastes great. Cook them up for about an hour and so, and then sear them off on the grill so you get those beautiful grill marks. You can slobber the barbecue sauce on. So there's ways of doing it. On your grill, you're limited, but it's a great little grill for the money and for what you got.
And we'll talk some more with Mad Dog and Merrill right after this quick look at the news. Stay with us. Taking a look at grilling today here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guests, Mad Dog and Merrill, who always have great tips for getting the most out of your grilling experience. And if you've eaten something that, they probably cooked it outside. If you've eaten whatever you've eaten, they probably tried to cook it outside. Great to have them with us. And certainly with Father's Day coming up later this week, it's perfect time to talk with them and find out what's cooking. And guys, as always, great to have you with us today.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. You know, and I think you hit it on the head is when you go out and you experience at a restaurant or at a friend's house or a meal someplace or in your kitchen, you can take that same meal and in your mind you can imagine it on the grill and you can do it. It's just a guarantee. You can do it.
Yeah, and you guys are living proof of that because you've done it. And you've done it on your... And you've done it on your television show as well, which is a great fun to watch, by the way.
Thank you. We have a great time on the television show. It's sort of something completely different, definitely unusual that you normally don't see on grilling shows like ours. We're definitely doing something different all the time.
Yeah, it's fun. And tell our listeners some more about it.
You know, every Sunday mornings, right around 9:30 throughout most of the CW networks throughout Wisconsin, Minnesota, we have a half-hour grilling show. down in Madison this year. We're airing it on, I believe it's called WITV.
Mm-hmm.
And then in NBC station in up in Wausau. But anyway, it's like tomorrow morning, Meryl and I are going to be up north. We're going to be doing beef tenderloins, a whole beef tenderloin that's split down the middle. We're going to sear it up gorgeously, and we're going to ladle a blue cheese down that whole vein that I split open.
Oh.
Meryl's going to do some gorgeous paddles of potatoes with some cheese spreads over the top. So the theme is our good friend's Renard's Cheese up there in Door County. The theme tomorrow for the taping is going to be grilled cheeses. We did one a week and a half ago, a great little farm in Chilton that raises lamb. And we did a rack of lamb chops, and a whole boneless leg of lamb on the rotisserie. And it was just mouthwatering.
Oh. And you guys have some upcoming competitions too, don't you?
We do. We host, actually said, some fairs that people have never grilled before or wanted to grill. We've got three events coming up at Trout Fest in Kewaunee and the Fond du Lac County Fair and the Wapaka County Fair, where people could go ahead and enter. Doesn't cost them anything. It's cash prizes. And they know about a week before what they're going to be grilling, but it's just a fun event. But the one that you might be talking about is that we got to do a KCBS-sanctioned event in Fremont, which is the Kansas City Barbecue Society. And they had 48 teams there. And our show that was showing over a week ago was featured in Fremont. And it was just, we had a great time. It was just amazing of seeing the different grills from anywhere from somebody cooking on a $50 barrel to somebody cooking on a $7,000 grill. It was phenomenal.
It sounds wonderful. Mary and Nina has a question for you. Hi, Mary.
Hi. A couple of years ago, I got a big green egg for my husband for his birthday, and he does wonderful slow-cooked meats on it. But we have an issue with burgers. They're usually dry, and I'm wondering if possibly, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, that the meat we're using is too lean.
That could be very well true if you're using very lean meat on there. On the green egg, a couple things that you can do. You can go ahead and use what they call the center plate in there and do your burgers, but that's more of an indirect method of grilling. But usually when I do burgers, I know that the green egg states a different way, but I do not use that much natural charcoal on the grill. And I will probably cut the amount of half amount of charcoal that you're supposed to use. And, set the temperature around 300, 325. Place them on there, and then you should have no problem at all. But maybe just go around 300 degrees for the temperature for your burgers.
And about how long should they be on?
Oh, you're probably looking 15 minutes, 7 or 8 minutes, on each side. But they'll be really nice and moist. And, of course, you can adjust the heat there, but it seems like you might be having really too. Do you know what type of temperature he's grilling those burgers on?
I have no idea.
Yeah. I would tell him just to try around 300, 325. That might help him out a little bit.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you.
You bet.
Real quick on the burgers for other grills out there. Burgers really are, and cuts of meat are getting leaner. So we'll patty up the burgers. We'll sear them up a little bit on both sides. And then whatever grill you have, 90% of the time, you can move it over where there is no heat, put the hood down, and treat them burgers like little roast until desired doneness. And then the moisture stays in a little bit better. The green egg's a different animal, like Meryl's talking about with Mary. But for the rest of you folks, that's the way we do burgers.
What is a green egg, by the way? How does one of those work?
it's a 2,000. It's a principle that's been around for 2,000 years. It's an old Asian way of doing an inch and a half ceramic pot. Only we've changed it into a cooking unit. Go ahead, Meryl.
Yeah. And you could slow cook, you could barbecue at 225 degrees, even lower than that, or you could get that as high up as 750 degrees. You could just set the temperature, you could smoke all night on that, it uses natural charcoal. The ceramic basically keeps all the heat in. If you're interested at all, I think in a couple of weeks will be what they call River Fest in La Crosse. And it's pretty neat that everybody's going to be cooking on green eggs there, and it's going to be a rib cook-off. But the ceramic grills, very big down south in Atlanta. They're moving this way, but a lot of people do have the green egg.
And I might add, there's several. It's a Komodo-style grill, Komodo. style grill, and there's probably about 15. I'm going to say 50. I'm just going to throw out the number. 15 different Komodo style grills on the market with different values and different construction values. Way to put together.
There we go. Mad Dog and Merrill, our guests today, talking about grilling with them. You can join in too with your questions or comments, or maybe your own suggestions, or one of your favorite things to do at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Post a question or a comment there. Got a nice, at the same time, while you're there, you can get a link to Mad Dog and Merrill's website, because we've got it right there on my Facebook page. And Drew in Lake Mills, your turn. Hi, Drew.
Yeah, hi, Larry, Mad Dog and Merrill. Great show. As you can tell from my voice, I'm a father, and I love to grill. So I love Brussels sprouts, and my children don't because I've only boiled them. So I'm going to try to take your advice, and I'm going to try to grill them. I don't have a question for you, but I've got a little story for you. I try to practice as green as much as I can. And I'm originally from Boston. We love pizza, and we moved out to Wisconsin. The pizza is very different out here, and we've tried to reproduce the Greek and Italian pizza that we're used to from the Boston area. And the problem with pizza is you need a really high temperature, and a normal kitchen oven, you can't get it, and a normal kitchen oven isn't brick-lined. So they recently demolished, last year, the middle school gym, and there were all these bricks lying around, and I'm like, well, it's time for me to make a brick-lined oven so we can make pizza. So I had my son grab those bricks and bring them home armload by armload. And what this has to do with grilling is I asked my friends if they had some junky grills that they were throwing out, and a couple of them came up with some grills. So I took these grills and I took parts and pieces from them, and I lined them with these bricks, and I made a brick oven that can go up to about 600 degrees. And it even melted the first setup that I built. It melted the aluminum brackets that I had. And then I redid it and redesigned it, and I have this gorgeous, and I had to paint it with, you're not going to believe this, but it got so hot that all the paint burned off the outside of the grill. So I had to paint it with engine paint that I bought from Farm and Fleet, and painted the thing bright red and made it and oiled the teak wood on the outside, and it's just amazing. I can make the best pizza. And the thing is, my friends, I can't throw pizza dough, and they call it Drew's Ugly Pizza. Round. It's some bizarre shape. But I recycle these grills, I recycle these bricks, and I can make the best Italian pizza in Wisconsin.
Good for you.
Drew, you got to take a photo of that and put it up on my Facebook page, will you?
I will do that.
I really want to see what this grill looks like. It sounds like a lot of fun. Well, you know, there's an inventive guy.
I like it. I can't do it because I don't have a son to carry the bricks.
I'm not going to carry them.
we did some kick butt pizzas on that Komodo style grill we were just talking about.
Ah.
Honest to goodness, because it's ceramic, you got the same style. We use the natural lump charcoal, which is green. So we're doing pretty gosh darn good with the Komodo style grills also, by the way.
You amaze me. You said the thing goes up to 750. You can make pizza on that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
They are phenomenal.
We did
for television a couple of weeks ago some kick butt pizzas that were just fantastic.
There you go, Drew. Thanks
Great
a lot.
Show.
Yeah, thanks yeah. a lot for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
Wayne in Greenville. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, curious, couple of questions on a brisket. I've only done one in my life, and the recipe I had was actually put it in tin foil for about half of the time.
Yep.
I didn't love the way that turned out. It just got a little too much like a corned beef almost. And what I'm curious about is, first of all, can I just throw it on the grill without wrapping it? I have one of those pellet-style grills, and
okay.
I can put wood through. And the second question is, do I have to separate those two parts of it?
Oh, that's a trivia question really for everybody on that. first of all, some people will go ahead and wrap up the brisket even before they even cook it and everything, then place it on the grill and cook it for 4 or 5 hours. But if you've got a pellet grill, seriously, I would just go ahead and season that with your favorite rub, and then just place it on the grill. Go 225 degrees for about an hour and a half per pound. You could do it that way. Another way you could do it, I've cooked it half the way through, wrapped it up in aluminum foil, placed it in the oven in the house at 225 degrees. Brisket is just a challenge. It's something that I don't think that I've really completely satisfied with. And I've done briskets. I've cooked them just to like 155 degrees, let them cool, and then slice them for on sandwich meat. It's absolutely fantastic. But definitely you do not have to have it completely wrapped all the time. But you can go ahead and cook it 225 degrees and let it go for about 7 hours, then wrap it up in aluminum foil if you'd like to.
The key thing is, Meryl knows too, is that when you think it's done, cook it a few more hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It just gets more tender.
Yeah. It is a challenge. And I mean, everybody has their own different techniques when it comes to brisket.
Just one other question on it. I can do all kinds of different wood pellets. Would you recommend a sweeter one like apple or more like a harsher one like mesquite?
I'd stay away from the mesquite, yeah.
Yeah.
Apple sounds really good. Hickory's all right, too, but I like a not-so-harsh type of wood on it.
Okay.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks.
Have a good day. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne. Ed in McQuanigo. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. I have a question that relates to a couple of things you just talked about. I have a Weber 300 gas grill, and I love it. Can get it up to about 600 degrees, and it makes great steaks and the like. But I have a lot of difficulty doing the slow roast, like a rack of ribs or a pork butt for pulled pork that might want to have on there at 2 1/4 or something for 8 or 10 hours or so. And I'm wondering what the options are. Any possibility? I just can't get it down below about 250 or 275. Any options other than doing it in the oven and then finishing it off?
You could do it just the opposite way and Meryl might say the same thing, is oil the rack of ribs, oil the brisket, oil the pork shoulder, whatever you want to do, oil it up, season up real good, sear the dickens out of it on your 300, on your smaller grill, sear them up real good, and then wrap them up in foil and put them in the oven and finish them off right in there. I mean, that's one alternative, right, Meryl?
Right, right. You know, and another thing, back a little bit on the brisket or the pulled pork, you know what? There's no reason at all, even for the pulled pork, that you could up the temperature. Don't worry, but I'm going to get a lot of people say, no, don't do this. But do your pork in direct method cooking. Get it as slow as you can. Then a lot of people, what they'll do, they won't tell you, they'll go ahead and wrap that pork right up in aluminum foil. And you can stick that in the oven or go ahead on a low heat. Do you have both burners on? Have you tried just with one burner?
Yeah, I actually tried one burner at the lowest level and even moved the ribs over to the other side. But it seems to cook real unevenly then.
Gotcha. But your temperature would be completely actually the same than if you get that around 225. But Mad Dog gets the nail on the head. Our favorite idea, way to do ribs, is to go ahead, season them. You can oil them if you want, season them. I brown them up 5 to 6 minutes on each side, wrap them up in aluminum foil, put them on the grill, the indirect method of cooking for about an hour and 15 minutes, unwrap them, and then grill them direct on a low heat and brush your barbecue sauce. They come out really nice and tender.
Great. I'll try the tinfoil. Thank you.
Alrighty.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Ed. Jane in Milwaukee, it's your turn. Hi, Jane.
Oh, hi there. What's the best grill to use? Because I saw a Teflon grill. You know, as far as cleanup, I'm usually on the cleanup committee. But I've heard Teflon isn't good to use in high temperatures. So is it good for a grill?
You know, if it's baked on or baked on porcelain Teflon, if it's baked on, you're going to be fine with cleanup and everything else. I don't know if they even do, you know, just painted Teflon anymore. But if it's baked on porcelain or baked on Teflon, you got a good grill for cleaning up there, that's for sure.
Okay. So do you think that is a really good one to use, or do you recommend, I mean, does this matter too much as far as, like, you know, quality of how, is it better to use a regular grill, you know, an old whatever metal?
Well, you know, there's cast iron nowadays, there's cast aluminum. There's porcelain coated. If you're doing porcelain coated like you may have, don't use a brass or a heavy brush on it, because you're going to wear the porcelain away within a matter of a week or months.
Okay.
So, So that's what you have to be careful of. If you have a cast iron, or if you have stainless steel, or if you have even the nice cast aluminums, you can scrape the ever-living dickens out of those things, and you ain't going to hurt them.
And then, yeah, I heard you talking about different kinds of woods. What if I just use old backyard ash, you know, whatever I have from old trees cut down, as far as wood?
In recycle. Wood.
Sure.
Okay. Recycle. Recycle them. That's good with us.
Thanks a lot.
I think I'd stick away from poison Schumach and a few of the other ones, but, you know, what the heck.
Okay. All right.
Hey, and call us back in a year and see how you feel.
My wife, well, can you have her phone just in 3 weeks just to have her call back in?
Swelling's gone down.
Once the swelling's gone down, okay. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you, Jane. I'm sorry.
Appreciate the call very much. You can still join in at 800-642-1234. You know, I think Merrill mentioned trout just sort of in passing earlier. A lot of people trying to eat more healthy foods. Fish are obviously good for us. What are the good ways to cook fish on the grill?
Well, there's so many different ways on fish and different types of styles, but we talked about this before. If you're doing like your fish steaks, the rule of thumb is usually 10 minutes an inch, 5 minutes on each side. You definitely want to oil the fish first so it won't stick. And you want to grill basically on a medium heat, about 5 minutes to each side. If you're doing fillets, the same thing. Is you could go ahead, if we're doing salmon, oil the salmon, season it however you'd like. You lay skin side down, even direct on a nice medium heat. And when you see the juices start to bubble up to the top, the white juices, that's when it's done. Just take your spatula, just go right above the skin, and take the fish right off.
Well, that sounded good to me. What about sides? We talked a little about vegetables. What other sides do you guys fool around with?
You know, one of my favorites to do with a wild game or for the heartier cuts of meat, and I was thinking about this today, is you take apples, and I'll cut them into wedges and just kind of cut away the little seed part on each one of the wedges, throw them in a Ziploc baggie as fast as you can get those apples cut, squeeze a lemon over the top, a little bit of lemon just so they don't turn on you, and throw like almost a cup of brown sugar over the top. And in that Ziploc baggie, put them in the refrigerator for about a couple of hours until that brown sugar kind of melts around those apple wedges. Mm-hmm. And then you just take the apple wedges, you place them skin side down, just lift them out of there, put them on with the brown sugar and all will just adhere gorgeously. And just cook them on a low heat direct for about 15 minutes. And as a side dish, I mean, it's sweet, but we're talking lamb, you're talking wild game, you're talking hearty beef, maybe bison or something like that. It's phenomenal. It really is.
It sounds wonderful to me. And what about desserts? That reminds me of a dessert.
Yeah. Now all you do is you take those apple wedges, and instead of serving them on the side, you take ice cream and put them in a bowl, and you put the apple wedges around them that we just talked about, and it's phenomenal.
And you get a whole bunch of ice cream and a whole bunch of apples.
Yep.
Well, you guys have got a lot of things going for you on your website. You sell your books and sauces. Anything new in the sauce department that you guys are working on?
You know, if you join us on Facebook and the website, you can learn where all our products. We have barbecue sauces, marinades, seasonings, a product called Del Works, which is an all-in-one condiment of Midwest sauerkraut, onions. It's got the ketchup in there, a little horseradish mustard. But we're just right now sent up this week. We got hand harvested, first cold press, small batches from Chile of olive oil. And it's got our label, our Mad Dog and Merrill label on it, and because we preach that you oil meat products before you put them on the grill. So we got this new olive oil that you can start looking for in the stores. And it's just the most premium stuff in the world because it's done in small batches. The acidity level is like 0.2, which makes it one of the best in the United States. It's phenomenal.
Well, that sounds wonderful. We have a grilled dessert, I believe, in Yahoo Window. We got it over here. Oh yes, we do have a grilled dessert, grilled mangoes. Peels the. We have cuts the cheeks, peels of course, top with a mix of raw brown sugar, nutmeg, cinnamon, ginger. They've gotten a golden glaze on them. I will remove them and slice them up into half-inch strips. Put them on a good vanilla ice cream.
Oh gosh,
that's a good place to quit, guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, you bet,
Larry. Thank you so much, and everybody have a great time grilling. Happy Father's Day and the rest of the summer. Give us a call anytime, and we'll update you on new things on the grill.
All right, thanks a lot, Mad Dog and Merrill, the grilling buddies. Go to my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. We've got a link right away to their website and all the good things that they have. Thank you very much for listening, and please stay with us. Lots in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.